Dedication. In memory of Sonny Mehta, who launched us on these adventures, and Bill Lichtenberg, who was with us all the way.
Preface. Our origin story. We know our lands are become more valuable. The white people think we do not know their value, but we are sensible that the land is everlasting. Kanasatego, spokesman for the Six Nations.
Long before 13 British colonies made themselves into the United States, first the Five and then the Six Nations of the Iroquois Confederacy, Seneca, Cayuga, Onondaga, Tuscarora, Oneida, and Mohawk, had created a union of their own that they called the Haudenosaunee, a democracy that had flourished for centuries. We heartily recommend union, Kanasatego, the Onondaga diplomat, told colonists. We are a powerful confederacy, and by your observing the same methods our wise forefathers have taken, you will acquire fresh strength and power. Therefore, whatever befalls you, never fall out one with another. In the spring of 1754, the celebrated scientist and writer Benjamin Franklin proposed that the British colonies form a similar union. He printed a cartoon of a snake cut into pieces, above the dire warning, "Join or die." A few weeks later, at Albany, New York, Franklin and other delegates from seven colonies agreed to his plan of union and then went home to try and sell it. But when the plan was presented at the colonial capitals, each of the individual legislatures rejected it because they did not want to give up their autonomy. The plan died, but 20 years later, "Join or Die" would be a rallying cry in the most consequential revolution in history. What the American Revolution gave the United States was an actual idea of a moment of origin, which many other countries in the world don't have. And it has invested these particular years and these particular people with a set of stakes that are so far beyond what any set of events and any set of people can plausibly carry, that it has made the way Americans think about this period very unreal and detached. Maya Jasanoff, historian. The American Revolution is our epic song, our epic verse, giving us the opportunity to ask ourselves questions central to the creation of the United States. What kind of government best serves human beings? Which side would I have been on? What would I have been willing to risk? Could I have killed someone in defense of an idea, a cause? What really happened? Unfortunately, Maya Jasanoff is right. We are detached from that war's complicated interiors, making very unreal our relationship to our own origin story. More often than not, those important questions go unasked and unexplored. Like our best-known anthems, hymns, and carols, we are most familiar, if we know them at all, with just the first verse. Essential detail, complexity, and nuance are permitted to atrophy, allowing, in this case, legend and the most superficial of stories to obscure and replace the often difficult truths of our founding. We have protected the Revolution as if it were some delicate archaeological relic encased in amber. We seem fearful that the inspiring ideas at its core would be diminished if we examined its events too deeply. We have accepted the bloodshed and brutality of our Civil War and all the 20th century conflicts in which we have been involved, but we have mostly chosen to see the Revolution in bloodless, gallant terms. It is a comforting mythology of great men thinking great thoughts, which has had the effect of draining most of the horror and suffering and truly interesting stories from the narrative. We do a disservice to history and to the experiences of the people who lived through it, Maya Jasanoff said in an interview, when we paper over the violence of the American Revolution with a set of idealized images we have of founding fathers signing documents in Philadelphia. Jasanoff insists we confront the unavoidable fact.